It may be cloudy, but it's still a lovely day. Bill Withers from 1977 here in the Ham Camp, the unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're online going around the world at www.kaytfm.com. Brought to you by the You Never Know store in Winfield. Their grand opening is tomorrow, this Friday, all right? All right. Now, what's happening with this Gorilla Glue Challenge thing? There's stories circulating about this woman who put Gorilla Glue in her hair. There's a story about a Louisiana man who had to go to the ER because he used Gorilla Glue in some way that it was not meant to be used. That is absolutely insane, people. All right, let's leave that kind of stuff alone and use things for what it was meant to be used for. All right. Hey, let's get to our Bible Jeopardy clue right quick. This is from the category Name the Book for 800 points. What does chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians discuss? Is it love, the resurrection, the Lord's Supper, or spiritual gifts? Call me 318-484-2500. You can go to social media, the Wade Hampton Facebook Messenger. Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response. We've got roll call, birthdays and anniversaries coming up next hour. I want to hear from you wherever you happen to be listening to us from. I want to know that you are in touch and in tune with the Hamp Camp. Go ahead, give us a call. Hey, Pleasant Green Baptist Church is coming up. We'll follow that with more music in 15 minutes. Stick close.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Time, yeah, you're gonna do wrongs, yeah, you're gonna think wrong. You ain't got to, Jesus said, he that looks on a woman. You ain't got to do it. Act like you want to do it. Amen. You already, amen, in the eyes of Jesus have done it. Amen. Can I get a witness, though? Amen. Because we're dealing with but grace here. Amen. Grace is Jesus Christ. Grace came by what? Jesus Christ. Amen. We didn't get grace until he come. Amen. Well, grace was already, God was delivering it, was expensing it, you know, like a soap dispenser, amen. Put out the lather and stuff like that. You the one got to rub your hand. You the one got to clean yourself up. So I got to get under what God already dispensed. He's already done it, amen. All he wants me to do is surrender, amen. Give my life over unto him, amen. Don't let it rule over what? My life, amen, that I ought to obey. Yeah. Amen. Now, to obey God. Yeah, that's what we ought to be doing. Yes, yeah, sir. To obey God, to trust, amen, in him, amen, to don't lean to our own understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. But in all our ways, acknowledge him. Amen. He shall. I'm telling you what, I'm 70 years old, and I'm telling you what God will do for you, amen, when you put your trust in him.
Yeah.
What he'll do for you if you put your trust in him. Amen. And I know I done failed. I know sometimes I done thought wrong, and sometimes I even did a little word, but he ain't took it from me.
Yeah.
No, he ain't took it from me, because what God do, amen, it's a done deal. Oh, yeah, amen. I'm glad about it, amen. Can't nobody, amen, you can call me whatever, amen, but you can't call me lost.
All right.
Can't call me unsaved, amen. You can't call me that I don't know him, amen. I don't know whether you know him, and you might not know whether I know him, but he know whether you know him. God knows, amen, all that belongs to him, amen. He knows that some things in life just happen. Some things we can't put our finger on and say why. Well, why I got this cold, or why I had to lose my appendix, or why I had to be cut on at a very young age, amen. What did I do, amen? And others are walking around, but sometimes, amen, you need to be talking to the Lord. amen, asking God, amen, what you would have me to do.
Yeah.
I want to know, Father. I want to know something about you. And see, I'm coming in by grace, amen, because it was unmerited.
Yeah.
Nothing you done.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do. You can't buy it. You ain't got, I don't care how much your money. We trying to build and build and raise, but all that won't help you. Won't none of that help you to get into the kingdom. Amen. Just a blessing that God done blessed us with what we have. He done blessed others with a little bit more than the others, that they might be to help the others that don't have a nothing, amen, have lesser than whatever they have, but yet they can know that God is a good God.
Yeah.
Oh, he good, he good. Yeah, he's a good God. Amen. I'm glad about it. Amen. Amen. Because when I look at myself and see what I done done, amen, and I think things all over with, amen, I think how God, amen, done took me out of the miry clay. Amen. How God done set me up, amen, put me before men that said I wouldn't be nothing. Yeah, he done put you before and raise you up. In the school system where you wasn't the smartest one there, but you walking around with the prince.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Sarah, that's what your name is.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why you look like you're looking, probably. Amen. Because God done did something. Amen. God done did something. Made you a mother over there. And that's what you is right here. Aiding you mother over.
Yes.
All these young folk, y'all need to come to her.
Yes.
Amen. And talk to her and see what God did. Why are you up like you're up now? Why you been bent over just like the woman that walked in there and saw Jesus and she was bent over and God said, daughter of Abraham. Yeah, daughter of Abraham.
Yeah.
Why y'all got it here all these many days, y'all having Sabbath every weekend, amen, but the woman is still bent over. No, I got power. He got power. He can do some things for you that you when you look back and you say it to yourself, you know that God done delivered me. He done rescued me. I got a breakthrough in my life. Amen. I didn't know how to make it. I didn't know my money was running funny. Amen. But my change was pretty strange. Can I get a witness? But I found out that God, amen, have what? He power in his hand. And God is an increasing God. Amen. God is a multiplying God. Amen. God is a God that has got the silver and the gold. Amen. The cattle of a thousand hills, it belongs to God. And I'm glad about it. I'm saved not by works, but by grace through my faith. See, the challenge to get the grace is through faith. You must believe that God is God. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek. Ain't God all right? And I'm glad that Jesus, he's a lily of the valley. All bright and a morning star. Ain't he all right? Can I get a witness? I still feel like dancing. Yeah, I feel like God is in the house. Ain't he all right? Have you been down? Have you been delivered? God, he'll set you free. Say yeah, say yeah. Good morning. 2020, it had to happen. Ask Brother Paul. He was going to see Caesar. Ain't he all right? Got on the boat and told the man, don't go that way. It's too dangerous. But after a while, he heard something that nobody will be lost. None but the ship. Ain't God all right? He'll bring you the mortar on a plank. He'll bring you the mortar floating on a board. paper, God. Yeah, you warm in around the wrong fire. And after a while, the serpent came out, shook him on the head, but he shook it up. Take him off. He don't have no business riding your back. Ain't he all right? Put a hump in your back. Yeah. Straighten it up and let him slide off. Say yeah. Say yeah. It had to happen that way. I don't know why. Life. So bad, but it had to happen. Out of the rough will come the smooth. And you're right. Out of the storm will come the sunshine. And you're right. Out from the storm will come the deliverer. And you're right. Say yeah, I'm glad. Jesus. Take up the cross.